Harness racing in Tasmania on Sunday night is in Devonport. It's a Tier 2 meeting, a bit of a swap around this week with a meeting in Launceston on Wednesday night at Tier 1 level. Seven races on the card, and Todd Rattray joins us to have a chat about the three runners he's taking to the sports on Sunday. How are you going, Todd?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Three runners from your stable, and they're probably some of your lower horses, given the stakes money of this meeting. We'll kick it off in the second race with Jigger Maru, who comes into this race off a last start second behind Estelle in a junior driver's race, where he was forced to do a lot of work outside the leader.
Yeah, he's done a fair bit of work last time, obviously, and he still hang on to run second, so it's probably a good effort. Hopefully he can get a good run into it and see what he can do. He sort of hasn't had a good sit-up yet, but around Devonport he might not get that either, so we'll just have to play it by ear how the race goes.
Yeah, one positive of drawing the second line in that field is there does look to be a little bit of gate speed early.
Yeah, hopefully they run a bit and a few of them get tired and he keeps coming, but yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen around Devonport.
Race number three is a rating 50 or better standing start event where you put the polish on Juniper. This is their first standing start race, Todd. So my first question to you is, what are her standing start manners like?
Pretty good, I think. She feels good at home. And I can remember when she trialled to qualify and she went away real quick. So, I think the stands might suit her, being that sort of horse. Probably doesn't want to do the work out of the mobile and all that sort of stuff. So hopefully she gets away good and hopefully be near the front anyway.
What have you made of her recent racing?
Probably average. But obviously I keep changing her work to see what suits her. And hopefully she goes a bit better in this stand, I think.
I know, still a few months away, but given a record of two starts in Devonport for one win, one place, and then being a four-year-old mare, no doubt you'll have a throw at the stumps with the Granny Smith later in the year.
Yeah, I think you've got to. I don't think there's many four-year-old mares about, but you never know what happens in those races. Like, could get a good run and get home over the top of them. So you've just got to go in those races and see what happens.
And the last runner from your stable on the Devonport card is Longfellow in the final event of the night. He's had four starts, four placings. Can he break his maiden status here?
Yeah, I hope so. He's always thereabouts and probably knocking on the door a bit. But, hopefully he can find the front and he'll be hard to catch if he does. So, he'll get around Devonport all right, I think, too. So, hopefully he brings his best foot forward.
Would he be your best winning chance on Sunday night?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
Race 7, number 2. Appreciate the insight into your three runners in Devonport on Sunday, Todd, and best of luck.
No worries, mate. Thanks.